On the other side of the sea were the country of the Geats. There was a young man among the Geats whose name was Beowulf. He was very brave and strong. He was the strongest man in the whole country. He was stronger than 30 men. One day he heard about the terrible monster Grendel, who killed 30 warriors every night in Denmark. Beowulf wanted to help King Hrothgar. He found 14 strong, brave warriors among his friends, got on a ship with them and sailed off across the sea. They sailed the whole night, and in the morning they came to Denmark. When they got off the ship, they saw a man on horseback. He was one of King Hrothgar's warriors. "Who are you, and what are you doing here?" he asked them. "We are warriors from the country of the Geats," answered Beowulf. "We know about Grendel. We want to help you to fight the monster." The warrior took Beowulf and his friends to Hrothgar's palace. King Hrothgar smiled when he saw the Geats. "I'm glad to see you and your friends, brave Beowulf," he said. "But I must tell you that your task will not be easy. You must know that many warriors spent a night in the palace. They tried to kill the monster, but they are all dead now." "I'm not afraid," said Beowulf. "I shall stay in the palace for the night and meet Grendel. I shall fight without sword or spear or arrows, because they won't help against him." Night came. Everybody left the palace. Only Beowulf and his friends remained. Beowulf told his 14 friends to lie down and sleep. He himself waited for Grendel in the dark. Grendel appeared in the middle of the night. He quickly entered the palace, killed one of the sleeping warriors, and began to drink his blood, as he always did. But at the moment he saw Beowulf, and a terrible fight began. They fought for a long time. Grendel was very strong, but Beowulf was stronger. He caught Grendel by the arm and tore it off. The monster howled and ran out of the palace. He ran back to his lake and died there.